We don't have a formal relationship. It is all involving people who know each other and work together and so forth. When the Krasno Institute was being established around early in 1990s, President Johnson was looking for a focus for the institute. Money had been left in an estate by Shelley Krasno, and he said it was for an institute for advanced study for the benefit of mankind. And unfortunately, he died before he spelled it out any further. And so President Johnson and Mark Friedlander, who was the head of the board of directors of the institute, were looking for what field to work at. So a group of us suggested bringing in a group of wise people from around the world to get a subject matter to focus on for a mission for the institute. So we invited about 12 people, four or five of them were Nobel laureates, and they came and were interviewed by the board of directors of the Krasno and President Johnson, and after all of those had been put together, again, Murray Gell-Mann was one of those who was fairly influential, talking about complex systems. And by the time all those people had been listened to and so forth, it looked like there was an area which we called the mind, the brain, and complex systems. And we didn't have that as well defined then as we do now. I mean, now what it has come to, well, it always was, but we've come to focus on it a little more tightly. It's the intersection between neurobiology, cognitive psychology, and computational neurosciences. It's where the three of those come together. And in fact, this year we're running a conference which is to trigger off something called the Decade of the Mind, which is an extent to take what's been developed in the last 20 years and so forth and see how this can be now extended to a firmer understanding of the nature of the mind, which is still one of the real puzzles of science. So when we decided this is before we had the building, the institute, and so forth, but we decided that was going to be the subject matter. We decided to run a big conference on the mind, the brain, and complex systems. So we invited a dozen really superstars to come speak and had a three-day meeting here. We had an audience of about 500 at the Harris Theater, whatever fills the theater, mm-hmm. It filled the theater. But in setting that up, I was in close contact with several people at the Santa Fe Institute who had a lot of experience in setting up and running big meetings like that. And then, as a result, we decided to publish the proceedings of the meeting as one of the volumes in the Santa Fe series. And so, one of them, and that was it was co-edited with Jerome Singer and I. Jerome Singer's a psychology professor at Yale, who was also a member of the board of the Santa Fe Institute. And so there was that collaboration. Gelman was one of our speakers. John Holland, who's also one of the moving forces at the Santa Fe Institute, was another one of our speakers. So there was that kind of, not so much of a formal relationship, but there was that informal overlap of people. So the Krasnow Institute really became a defined entity with the publication of that proceedings.